Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
We went to the moon, and we should be able also to defend this basilica from the climate changes, and we will.
State of emergency in Venice, flooded by 3 record high tides in a week. Climate change will harm children the most, report warns. Move over Tesla. Ford unveils an all-electric SUV, the Mustang Mach-E. Plus,
we have to start moving beyond statements of hope and deliver signs of action.
New Zealand sets binding target for net zero emissions by 2050.
All of those targets and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
If any of these other people get in, you know what's going to happen? There won't be any energy. We'll be, I don't know what the hell we're going to be doing, right?
Well, you'll probably be sitting in jail working on your appeal by candlelight. This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, today it is Italy that is fighting with the ravages of climate change.
Yes, they're getting extreme weather whiplash across Italy. First, the iconic city of Venice has suffered its 3rd record exceptional tide in a week. The flooding has damaged the Basilica of San Marco, which has only flooded 6 times in 1,000 years, but 4 of those were in the last 20 years. The unusually high tides are driven by strong winds from a stalled weather system on top of rising sea levels. The record flood came literally minutes after regional officials voted down proposals to act on climate change.
Oh, brilliant. But it's not just Venice that is dealing with this problem.
No, other parts of Italy are also struggling with a rash of extreme weather impacts, from heavy rains and flash floods to an out-of-season avalanche.
And in the meantime, there are like hundreds, thousands of year-old antiquities that are being destroyed by this rising tide in Venice.
Here in the U.S., a new report by the Government Accountability Office finds that at least 60% of U.S. Superfund sites, those are the most toxic polluted sites in America, are at high risk of flooding, wildfires, and other worsening climate disasters that could spread toxins and even lead to chemical explosions. The GAO found that the Trump administration's denial of climate change has halted efforts to safeguard those sites from impacts, but the Trump EPA has mostly rejected the report's findings, saying current efforts are sufficient.
Yeah, just like they said in Venice, I guess.
2 million Americans live within a mile of 300-plus Superfund sites that are vulnerable to weather disasters. Meanwhile, climate change will affect every stage of the life of every child alive today. That's according to a new report from the medical journal The Lancet. Its annual climate change and health report warns that the public health effects of climate change, quote, will be unevenly distributed, and children will be among those especially harmed because their bodies and immune systems are still developing, leaving them more susceptible to disease and pollutants.
Well, that's grim.
They say a warmer world will hit children with more and different health problems than their parents ever had to deal with.
Fantastic.
New research has linked air pollution nanoparticles to brain cancer for the first time. The ultra-fine particles are produced by incomplete combustion of fuel from cars and trucks, particularly diesel vehicles, that can enter the lungs, bloodstream, and brain. The study found that higher exposures to air pollution significantly increase people's risk of getting brain cancer. Some good news.
Thank you.
Been trying to get to this one for a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
New Zealand has passed an ambitious bipartisan law aiming for the nation to ramp down its carbon emissions and reach 100% renewable electricity by 2035.
Wow.
And be mostly carbon neutral by 2050.
And that's a bipartisan piece of legislation?
And it's binding by law.
Wow.
It creates a climate change commission to develop a roadmap to get there. Here's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern at the passage of the law.
Our world is warming. And so therefore, the question for all of us is, what side of history will we choose to sit on in that moment in time?
Good question.
We have to start moving beyond statements of hope and deliver signs of action. And that is what this government is doing, and proudly so.
Good for them.
Finally, Detroit automaker Ford has introduced its first all-electric SUV, the Mustang Mach-E, part of the company's $11 billion investment in electric cars. Ford says the Mach-E can get more than 300 miles per charge, depending on how it's equipped. Every car maker in the world has introduced or will introduce all-electric vehicles to their model lines within the next 5 years, showing that change happens slowly. Until it happens quickly.
Yeah, well, take your time. No rush. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Don't forget, you can download our reports anytime via Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes, or Google Play. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.